you. So yeah, I guess I'll just talk a little bit about what it was like. I had my first drink when I was 13. And I don't really remember my first drink, but I remember the first time I did drugs, first time I smoked weed when I was 13. And I remember my exact process and going about that. I remember thinking to myself, this wasn't enough, and I wanted to do something else. And I had heard about mushrooms, but I didn't know where to get them, because I was 13. But my friend had an older brother, and he got us some weed. And so that weekend, we went to Prospect Park, and we smoked it, me and my three friends. And I don't even remember getting high, but I do remember having one of the best times of my life, feeling very connected to these three other kids, feeling a part of, not feeling alone, and everything in my head kind of shut up. All the negative stuff that I would tell myself, and about other people. Ever since I was very little, I always felt very isolated from the rest of the world. Just things with that have happened to me, blah, 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 and certain dynamics with my family. I always felt different. I felt like nobody got it. There were things that I had to deal with that you guys did not, and you wouldn't understand. And yeah, that led me to smoking weed for the first time. And I remember sometimes people in my life who would drink were not always the best examples. So I used to tell myself I'm never going to drink because I don't want to be like that. And that, you know, I ended up drinking anyway, which is interesting. But so yeah, after I smoked weed for the first time, it was it picked up pretty fast from there. I started smoking, this was in eighth grade, I started smoking almost every day. I bought a vape for like $120 so I could smoke in my bathroom. I'd buy like $20 worth of weed and smoke it in my bathroom in the morning. Then I'd go downstairs in my dad's liquor cabinet and have like three or four shots, and then he'd drive me to school. And then I'd be in gym. I'd be really fucked up, and all my friends were like, "What the fuck are you doing? Why are you acting so weird?" And I'd be like, "What the fuck's wrong with you?" lunch would come, all my friends would go eat, and I'd be like, "All right, I'm going to the park to smoke. You guys can come. I'm not waiting for you, so you can either tag along or I'm gonna go smoke." And if I couldn't smoke, my friend who lived a couple blocks away, I could key into his house. So I would take a card and break into my friend's house and steal liquor from his liquor cabinet and get drunk and then go back to school. And we would read a lot of Shakespeare after that, so I'd always be drunk reading Shakespeare. Made it very, very hard to understand. And my teachers knew. I thought my teachers didn't know, but apparently after I got sober, one of my teachers did know that I was drunk for most of his class. And that made me feel really sad, you know? I didn't know anybody knew that I was doing these things. So yeah, that was like an average day for me. Smoke and drink in the morning, smoke and drink at lunch, and then go home and pass out. And then on the weekend, smoke and drink all weekend. I will not lie, it was really fun for a while. I liked being in school drunk. It made school bearable. I hated high school. It was just made everything easier. A lot of things I didn't want to deal with, I didn't have to deal with if I couldn't remember or didn't feel like remembering. And yeah, I wasn't necessarily the best member of society, but I was happy. And the point is that that didn't last very long. Eventually, a lot of problems started happening. You know, coming home late. You know, parents being like, "So, where were you?" And I was like, "Oh, you know, I was just out." You know, "You didn't get home till 4. And I was like, "Yeah, no, I got home at 11. And they're like, "No, you didn't get home till 4. And I was like, "No, pretty sure I got home at 11, but whatever. You know, coming in with puke all over my shoes, and they'd be like, "What happened?" I'd be like, "Oh, I had some bad fish. We went to get dinner last night, and I just had some bad fish." I remember I told my dad that once, and then he obviously didn't fucking believe me. So then he made me go to work with him all day, and I just spent the whole day in the bathroom, like, trying to yak, because I was so hungover. And he knew, that's why he did it. It was like a, you know, kick in the ass. And so yeah, eventually things got very bad, and I wasn't happy anymore. I was not smoking because I wanted to smoke. I would go hang out with my friends. I'd be like, "You know, I don't really want to smoke." And they would get some weed, and then I'd be like, "Well, I'm not just going to watch you smoke." So I'd go down. And then I remember one of my friends said, I asked one of my friends, "You know, we can't do this forever. You know, like, we got to grow up eventually and stop doing this shit." And he said, "Why?" And I was like, "I don't know why. I just feel like we should stop. This doesn't feel right." And he said, "Why wouldn't you want to just be drunk and high all the time?" And I was like, "You're right. That sounds great. Okay." And then I was like, "Whatever." But I, in the pit of my stomach, I was like, "Holy shit, that is so fucked up. Like, I'm 14 years old, and I'm already making the decision that I'm going to drink and smoke weed for the rest of my life." Oh, man. That was a sad day for me. And, yeah, so then basically, I remember one day, I used to get really violent when I was drunk. You know, screaming and yelling and, like, throwing shit and throwing little temper tantrums. I remember one day after that, after one of those episodes, I sat on my mom's bed. And I said, "Mom, I'm not happy, and I just want to be happy." And that was the first time I had gotten honest with one of my parents about my situation. And I'd been going to therapy and stuff like that. You know, they did all that stuff. I've been going to therapy since I was 9 years old or something. So that was the first time I just told my mom, "Mom, I'm not happy, and I don't know what to do." And I don't know why I said it. Never said it before. Didn't occur to me to say that to anybody before. And probably a week after that, I got sent away to rehab for 4.5 months. And it's sick because during that week, on March 7th, I got sent away. But March 6th, my first day I was sober, I was at my dad's house. And I didn't want to leave. It was a Sunday. I didn't want to leave the house because I didn't want to get drunk. And I was 15. I didn't want to leave the house. So I stayed home. And then I had this idea that I was in ninth grade. This was the last week of school before spring break. And I had this idea that during spring break, I was going to drink myself into a blackout and hopefully die, hopefully not wake up. And that would be it. And I was really happy that I came up with this idea. I don't know, I was very I was like, great, got a plan, spring break. Then my dad was like, you can sleep in because tomorrow you're getting your braces off. I was like, sweet, getting my braces off. Spring break soon. And yeah, I was pretty stoked. And then, you know, when I woke up, there's two big, you know, Navy SEAL looking guys in my room, and they said, "Yo, you're coming with us." And I was like, "I don't know who the fuck you are. I'm going to get my braces off today." And they were like, "No, you're coming with us." And I was like, you know, I did my little belligerent tough guy fuck you thing, and they handled that pretty fast. And then, you know, so they have me at the door, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I don't know what's going on. And they're like, you have all your stuff? I was like, no, I don't have anything packed. Like, I don't know where I'm going. And then my dad's like, oh, I got all your bags right here. I was like, oh, fuck you. Had like three bags packed to me. Yeah, so after that, I got sent away to an inpatient in California, and I was there for 4.5 months. I did the steps while I was there for the first time. I got my first sponsor while I was there. Went to a lot of meetings. And I remember 3 weeks in was the first time I surrendered. I was sitting at a desk during like school hours or something where we do the schoolwork that we would be doing if we weren't drug addicts and in rehab. And I was sitting at the desk, and I remember I just said to myself, you know, I don't want to feel like this. I want to feel better. And I didn't really know what that meant. I just knew that this was a chance to make that happen while I was there. So I did. I did my best. I got a sponsor. He took me through the steps. And after I was taken through the steps, that's when everything really, really started to change for me. The first time I did my fifth step with my first sponsor, I realized I was not alone in the things that, you know, fucked me up so much. You know, just things that you'd never thought. I was just like, there's no way anyone's going to understand this shit that I'm writing down, but whatever. And he understood all of it. And I was like, wow, what the fuck? Like, I must have been so messed up to not think, and so selfish and self-centered to not think that anyone in the world could understand any problem that I have. Any problem. So that really put things into perspective for me. And the second time I did the steps, obviously I got to rediscover all of that again. When I came back to New York, I needed a new sponsor. When I got sent away, that was like 5 years and a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I remember that day like it was yesterday. I remember that feeling I had, the excitement I had to die. I try not to forget that, because I don't want to drink. Today, I do not want to drink. There's no interest in drinking or doing drugs. When I think about that stuff, it makes me kind of sick. Like, there's just nothing appealing about drinking to me anymore. And I'm blessed for that. I'm very grateful to be in that place. And I think the steps made that possible, doing all the steps to the best of my ability. And I remember the first time I did my ninth step, I messed up one of my amends because it was to a girl and it was not the proper way to do an amends. And it was all for, it was all about the result. It was all about, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, that stuff. And did not end well, exactly like my sponsor said. at all. And then there were some amends that I thought were going to be horrible, like I'd get beat up, and didn't happen. Very surprised that a lot of people were very compassionate. So I got sober when I was 15, and I'd only been drinking and using drugs for maybe a year and a half. So if you're new and you think you haven't been drinking too long or you're too young, you're not. You're never too young to start caring about yourself. Being sober young was not easy at all. 15, a lot of my friends were older. Still great though, you know, you do stupid, crazy shit, and it was fun. And I really needed the group of friends that I had when I was younger to stay here. And I'm glad, I'm very grateful that I had them. And I know some of them still today. Some of them are actually here today. And that was great. And it wasn't easy because I was in 10th grade. And this is when everyone's starting to drink and stuff, you know, because I was doing it when everyone was like, you know, what's alcohol, all that shit. So I was fucked up when I left, and I was fucked up when I came back, because everyone was like, why don't you drink and do drugs? And I was like, do you remember what I used to be like? That's why I don't drink and do drugs. So now I'm a sophomore in college, and I still don't drink and do drugs. People are starting to think it's less and less weird the more adult they get, and the more they realize they have more things to do. You know, if you are young and you think it's going to be tough and, like, you don't know if, you know, if you get married, how you're not going to have a glass of wine or something, or how you're going to turn 21 and not get fucked up. I turned 21 this year. I don't think I'll be getting fucked up for my 21st birthday. All that stuff that you really would worry about, or that I really worried about, kind of just passed. It just, you know, I've got a lot of other things to worry about, you know, if I'm going to miss out on my 21st birthday because I didn't get pissed drunk, or like today's St. Patrick's Day, like I'm not missing anything, I know that much. I'm just really grateful to be here, and going to meetings, doing the steps, fellowship, and helping another alcoholic, all of these things keep me sober every day. I can't just do some of it some of the time. I got to do all of it. And it's not easy. I don't always want to go to a meeting. Like, most of the time, I don't. I'd rather sit in my house and watch Netflix or be doing the 7 hours of homework that I have, or whatever the fuck else. You know, somebody's like, you know, you want to come to a meeting? And I'm like, yes, because I can't say no. But I really don't want to go. Like, most of the time, I don't want to go. And that's okay. You don't have to want to go. That's why you go. It's like going to the gym. Like, I hate going to the fucking gym. Like, I hate doing homework. Like, except this is different because this is, like, my life. Like, if I don't go, I'll die. I'll probably drink and die. So, yeah, and the last thing I guess I want to say is I didn't get sober to necessarily be happy all the time, to be in like this state of euphoria all the time. When I was drinking and doing drugs, that's what I wanted. I always wanted to like be in bliss. I got sober so I can be of use to you guys. When someone who might be sitting in this room and might be 15 or 16 or 18 or whatever, and they think they're too young to get sober, or they didn't do enough drugs, and like they never got to try Molly and they want to try fucking Molly, they never got to do Coke, so they want to try Coke, or they never did K, they want to try K or something like that, or like they want to drink on their 21st birthday, I can tell you that you're not missing anything, and it's not worth it. and I can share my experience with you and tell you that I didn't have to do those things to realize how fucked up I was. So yeah, today I get to be of service and I get to help people, and I find no joy in anything more than helping somebody else, especially if they're an alcoholic like me. I don't know why. It's not something that I thought would bring me a lot of joy until I started doing it. Because I know what it's like to be in a place where you hate all that shit, you know, just life in general. And, you know, life still fucking blows sometimes, but the difference is I know how to deal with it in a way that isn't killing myself, and I can, after I go through something that I don't necessarily enjoy, I can help someone else who's going through it. And yeah, that's, I mean, at the end of the day, I can be helpful and useful to the world and the people who matter to me and the people who I matter to. And that has nothing to do with me being happy or sad or angry. That just is me being the best human being that I can be possible. And I would not be able to do that if I did not go to meetings, have a sponsor, do step work, and, you know, do service like I am today. So yeah, I think that's it. Thank you.